Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The delightful children's book by Julie Houston Rogers, Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure, is the story of a young boy and his grandfather having their first adventure together. Colton and Poppy get up before the sun to go looking for a bullfrog in Mima's fish pond. The fish pond is just in the backyard beyond the old pecan trees. There they wait for the bullfrog to appear. This is a froggy adventure with many facts included. Find out what Colton learns while on his first adventure with Poppy in the book Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure. The author, Julie Houston Rogers, a retired fifth grade teacher, has always loved reading and making up stories to share with her children. So she decided to write stories for children about history and science. She lives in a small southern Georgia town with her husband Doyle, her Yorkie Lucy Lou, and two cats, Spanky and Bitsy. Julie Houston Rogers, author of Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure, is our guest on today's This Week in America. Julie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it. I'm glad to be there.
Well, it's nice to have you with us to talk about this delightful children's book that you had written and talked a little bit about your background. And what was it that inspired you to write children's books?
I taught school, fifth grade mostly, for 30 years. And writing with the children is what really inspired me to write.
Yes.
We wrote almost every day, and then we worked on the stories together and corrected them. And this inspired me to write after I retired.
What was that decision like to actually write the book? It's one thing to think about doing it, and yeah, you're working and you're thinking someday wouldn't it be nice to write a book? And then you actually wrote a book. How difficult was it to actually do it, to put the book together?
It was more difficult than I thought it would be. I really had in my mind all the time that this is what I wanted to do when I retired. But it was more difficult than I thought it would be. My grandkids were really excited about it. They were really wanting to see it done. And I worked as hard as I could. But it really scared me when I got started on it. But once it was finished, I felt like I had accomplished something, and something that I could share with them.
Well, and share with people all around the world that have the opportunity now to listen to the story and to see the story that you present in the book, Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure, by Julie Houston Rogers, our guest on the program. Book, of course, available at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll let you link directly on to Julie's information and get information on getting a copy of the book. Let's talk about that teaching background. What part did that play in being able to write this story? You know the attention span of a young child. You know what it takes to keep their attention, to get their attention, and to keep their attention. How did that background play into writing the story?
Well, starting out in the fifth grade, they've already been writing in the third grade and the fourth grade.
Yes.
So they knew what it was about. They knew what writing was about, and we refreshed our minds and our imaginations in the fifth grade and started writing. And every day we got better. It was a matter of improving on our writing. And even in high school, they had to write. So it wasn't a matter of we're going to write today and maybe next week, or today and that's all we're going to do until next year. It was every day, and learning how to cope with the grammar and the language part and learning how to use our imaginations to write. They enjoyed writing, and it was enjoyable for me. I enjoyed writing with them.
Yeah, and to see them respond as you're teaching them had to be a very rewarding part of the teaching experience as well. Where did the story come from, Colton and the Bullfrog, in your book, Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure? Where did the story come from? Once you decide, okay, I've been talking about writing. I now have the time to do that. I've got the desire to do it. Where did this particular story come from? How did this develop?
Colton is my oldest grandson. So he was the first one I was going to use as an example. And the bullfrog came from my imagination. I had done some research a few years ago on bullfrogs because that had become my first story. That was my idea. I had looked at bullfrogs and studied about them and looked at their habitats and listened to them. And I decided that's going to be my first book. And so that's what I did. I used the bullfrog as my subject. And my grandson was the one that was going to study about the bullfrog. So he and his poppy were the ones that were in the story that got up and went out to listen to the bullfrog and studied their habitat. And we learned all about the habitat and what they did during the day and what they did at night. And I showed all of that in the book. Usborn is one of my very favorite books to use in school. And I used it a lot to study with in some of my classes. And so I liked that setting. I liked that type of book.
Yes.
So I decided to use it as a form to set my books by. And that's what I did. I set this book up similar to that one. And I did fun facts. The kids get to do fun facts. And in my mind, I want to have puzzles and things like that to have in my books so they can go back and find the answers to these. And they'll enjoy the book more if they've got something, some activities that they can do to learn about these things. They learned about the tadpoles and about how many eggs a frog lays and how long it takes them to hatch and where they hatch and all about the tadpoles and how long it takes them to become a frog. And they just enjoy the books. They enjoy reading about them. They enjoy playing the games that are in them. And it excites me to see them excited. And then the grandparents get in with the books and they enjoy the books.
Well, yes, as you're having a book read to you as an adult, or you're reading with your child, or you're reading to your child, there's something you can talk about. You give a lot of information. Is that what makes this book unique? Because you really, there's a lot going on in your books, isn't there? It's really entertaining and informative on a number of levels.
My kids really got into hearing that bullfrog. I hope grandparents and parents have listened to bullfrogs and can say and read what the bullfrog says, because the kids really get into it. My grandkids walked around here for months and sounded like a bullfrog. They made the bullfrog sound all through the house.
Well, you know, the book's a success when that happens. The book we're talking about is Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure by Julie Houston Rogers. It's an illustrated book, and we'll talk about that here in a second in doing the illustrations. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on. And let's talk about that now, the illustrations. How important was that to find the right illustrator to do the right illustrations to enhance what you're trying to say in the message of the book?
The illustrations are very important. To me, they are, but I like to illustrate. I like to draw, paint, and they're very important. You get a lot out of what you see.
Yes.
And you get a lot out of what you see.
You do it so well, and sometimes the illustrations sort of overcome the wording, that the text, and that's not the case. It's just the right level that enhances the story. In the book, Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure, the author Julie Houston Rogers with us on the program. Talk about the format of this book again. Is this something that you will duplicate in other books? Because you've really got it's an interactive book as well. It's something a book that a child and family members can fully get immersed in. Will you use this format for other books?
Yes, I feel like I will, especially the ones with my grandchildren, because children will like this kind of book. I intend to use it more.
Yes, it's more than just sitting and reading for a couple of minutes. It's something, as people will go through the house doing bullfrog noises for the next couple of months, you know, the book has been a success in getting through to them. I keep mentioning other books. I assume you're working on other books at the present time?
Yes, I have one being published now. It's for my first granddaughter. It's Ely and the Worm Grubbing Adventure.
Now, okay, how did that come about? And you've got, with family members, that's great to be able to write stories for them. And boy, what a lasting legacy for these, you know, they'll be 30, 40 years old and reading stories that you wrote about them to their children.
That's right. And that excites me to think that I'm leaving something for my grandchildren and their children.
Yes, yes.
I'm really excited about that.
So a series of books. Tell me a little bit about the new book. What's the title of that, and when did you say this would be available?
Ely and the Worm Grubbing Adventure.
Okay, you got to give me a little bit of background on that. I'm anxious to hear what the storyline is.
Well, Ely is my first granddaughter, and she will be going to Mima's house, and she will meet her cousin there, Colton, and they will learn to grub worms. Poppy's going to teach them how to grub worms.
This is going to
Do you know what grubbing worms is?
No, I'm trying to picture that, and I guess I'm going to have to buy a copy. What exactly is grubbing worms?
They're going to grub worms so they can go fishing.
Ah, okay. Okay. And put them on the line and use them as bait, I assume?
That's right.
Okay.
And go fishing.
Okay. Well, that's will be a cute story for your grandchildren. Writing any books other than grandchildren, or is this sort of the focus of incorporating their name at least in the story?
This is incorporating their name into the story, but the child will look somewhat like my grandchildren. And act somewhat like my grandchildren, and hope my grandchildren will learn something from these children.
Exactly, and that other children will learn from your grandchildren and the children that are in your books. Talk about the process. You said it was more difficult getting started in writing the book than you thought it was going to be. What has this been like for you to actually begin to write the book? You take it all the way through completion. It's published. You're standing there holding the first copy of your book. What's this whole experience been like for you? And the bonding that you've done, obviously, with family members in going through the process.
It has been very enlightening for all of us, for me and my grandkids and my children, my mama. We have all taken part in this. We didn't realize it would take all of us, but it took all of us to write the book, to discover what takes place when you write a book, and to spell our names right. Not, you know, we don't spell our names like the old way. We spell our names a new and different way. So we've all had to worry about spelling our names right.
Well, yeah, we all have different variations of the old names, don't we?
That's right. So we've all been involved.
This is sort of like what, a continuation of your teaching career. You're just using a different medium, but you're still a teacher at heart, aren't you?
That's right. You don't ever stop teaching.
Yes, yes. Just find different ways to reach out to the audience. And how long does it take you to write a book? Once you, and I say that because it's not just putting words there. You have to have the right words. Once again, back to the attention span. You can't get too wordy or you probably will lose the audience. How long does it take you from the time you have the concept to where you really feel, and you've got the illustrations, you feel like, okay, I'm ready to have this published now. Is that a long process?
Yes. It took a while to write Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure. It didn't take as long to write Ely's book. Now, I've got Levi coming on, and I'm trying to finish his now, and it's taken about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
Okay, so you'll learn a little something from each book then.
That's right. You learn a little bit, and that helps you along each time. Now, it may not take as long to do the last one, or it may take longer. I guess it's the subject matter and the person you're writing about.
Yes.
And what you put into it.
Well, we look forward to continuing the books from our guest on the program today, Julie Houston Rogers. The first book is Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure. That's available now. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places where books are sold. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on that book. Julie, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Sounds like we may be able to do this a couple more times with all the books you've got coming up here. Congratulations on the success with Colton and the Bullfrog Adventure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
It has been a pleasure having you with us. We look forward to more from our guest on the program, Julie Houston Rogers. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.